I love our auto industry. I love the suppliers, all of them, especially partial to Lear, do a lot of work with Lear Corporation, and certainly Ford and General Motors, even Stellantis. I still don't know the new guys at Stellantis as well as I would like to. And I don't generally, I don't choose favorites, but I do think somebody is doing something very, very right from a public relations standpoint and business standpoint. And Daniel Howes, Detroit News Senior Editor for Business and Auto, is writing about them, General Motors. Daniel, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
I can't help it. Ever since Ford announced they were spending $11.4 billion in Kentucky and Tennessee, I knew there'd be fallout, but I didn't realize how well GM would play off that announcement. And they have played off it brilliantly, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that they've decided to make these investments in their home state because of what Ford did. I think they were probably moving in that direction anyway, but I think your point's well taken. And they're not the only ones playing the public relations gambit here. You know, this is being, we expect that this is going to be announced tomorrow, the day before the State of the State address.
Yeah, it just so happens to be the day before the governor. And so you know she will mention General Motors and thank them for their $6.5 billion investment in our home state of Michigan. I think that they've got some pretty brilliant public relations people working.
Yeah, although you might be able to argue this is giving them manna from heaven, but let's back up here. You know, September of this year, everybody was just slack-jawed that the Ford Motor Company was going to make this kind of investment in Kentucky and West Tennessee, of all places, at a super site outside of Memphis. But they've done that, and they shocked the state, I think. And frankly, I think the state needed a shock. This is only the beginning. The electrification of the industry means you're going to be seeing these kinds of investments all over the country, frankly, all over the world, particularly in auto-producing countries. So this is not the end. This is just the beginning of what's likely to keep happening in states around the country. Now, Michigan's well-positioned because it has so much production. And because of the nature of batteries and the cost of transporting finished product, you know, Mark Royce has made this point many times publicly. You want to co-locate it to the extent you can, battery production around your manufacturing. GM has already announced that they're doing a battery plant in Tennessee at Spring Hill. Michigan, we expected. I don't think this is going to be the end. Stellantis also has got some bets it's going to have to make. So we're going to see this continue, I think.
Well, there's a lot going on, and there's business out there that we are not getting, like the Ford business and like the chips. They're going to manufacture chips. They're off one state. They're doing it in Ohio, and we have plenty of Ohio listeners. Congratulations, Ohio. But you can't blame us for wishing they were doing it in Michigan. Got plenty of land in Michigan, plenty of sites, and you're right. We needed to wake up the state a little bit on having these shovel-ready spots, or spots that have already had shovels in the ground. What else do we need to do, Daniel Howes?
Well, I think we need to be aware of the fact that I wouldn't be surprised if there was some pushes that went on behind the scenes from GM to the state saying, look, if you want these investments, you're going to have to be competitive in incentives. And lo and behold, the legislature and the governor, who hitherto couldn't agree on the time of day, pushed through a massive incentive program. That tells me that they were on the clock and that something else was going on behind the scenes. But I think there is a concern that Michigan is not competitive with southern states. When we did some of the stories surrounding the Ford investment, it quickly became known to us, or clear, that, for example, Michigan wasn't competitive on utility costs, and the utility costs for building a battery plant are very, very important because it consumes a lot more power than your traditional assembly plant. Now, our utilities have come forward and said we can be competitive, but on a nominal basis, the states down south have cheaper industrial electricity than we do up here. We have had problems with assembling large tracts of land. I mean, really large tracts of land. I mean, the thing that the Blue Oval City proposed for West Tennessee is massive in size, and we didn't have anything approaching that in this state. And, you know, to the extent that we have those and can put those sites together, I think that's very important, but that's not a guarantee either. I mean, so there's a whole host of issues that go into this. Ultimately, what I think is on our side is we've got the technical capability, we've got the people, and we've got the manufacturing, i.e. assembly, that would make a good case for co-locating additional battery operations in Michigan.
Quick question, not at all on topic, but in a thing that's concerning me greatly. Here we are that the U.S. is reducing staff at their embassy in Ukraine. Here we are with a story that the president's weighing sending 5,000 of our troops to Eastern Europe to counter Russia. We're dealing with an elderly man who shows great signs of not having all of his cognitive abilities with him at all times. We know he is backed by people who have no idea what they're doing, or they never would have pulled the troops out of Afghanistan before the people, many Americans, people who are still there that wanted out. They had no idea how to do that. Even Joe Biden, in his day, when he had all of his faculties, knew that wouldn't be the way to do it. Should I be overly worried that he's now sending 5,000 of our kids into Eastern Europe to counter Russia? A war with Russia is like, I don't know, I could come up with a whole bunch of other things that make a lot more sense than that.
I would say it's certainly unwanted, that's for darn sure. You're dealing with a real Brinksman in Putin, so it's going to be very interesting. But I think what you're seeing here is great Russian power politics that has gone on in that part of the world for hundreds of years.
Absolutely. We got to run. I just wanted to run it by you real quick. Thanks, Daniel House.